For 6 years, students at UW-Eau Claire's Environmental Public Health Program have been working under Dr. Crispin Pierce to measure fine silica particles blowing from frac sand sites. They're called PM2.5, meaning they're 2.5 microns in diameter. A human hair is around 60 microns. Pierce says the Department of Natural Resources doesn't measure for PM2.5, so they're stepping in. He and his students used ambient air monitors loaned from the University of Iowa to measure 4 frac sand sites in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Pierce says they found concentrations that were 4 times higher than federal standards, but he says more study is needed.
I don't think, based upon the results we found so far, that there will be many acute hazards for people living around frac sand plants. Okay. But we are concerned about long-term exposure, dirty air over a long period of time, increasing things like cardiovascular disease and lung cancer.
Pierce says he hopes that as more is learned about this fine dust, the DNR will require companies to install monitors at every mining operation.
I would really advocate that the frac sand industry, which clearly is lucrative for a lot of people, would be required to put in PM2.5 monitors next to frac sand facilities, and then report those data directly to local townships and boards so folks can know whether or not there are some concerns.
Pierce's research on PM2.5 particles associated with frac sand mining has been accepted for publication by the National Journal of Environmental Health. It will be published next year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.